Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday morning national call. I got off the speaker line just in time as I was talking about the excitement of coming into college football season. But for the benefit of all those on the phone, I will ignore my excitement on that front and talk about excitement on another front. And, of course, that is our limitless business. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Appreciate all of you being on the call today, and I appreciate those of you that have called in, like Diane from the UK. We always appreciate her calling in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday afternoon over in England. We appreciate that very much. And appreciate all you guys calling in from wherever you're calling in from. And, Malin, we are excited, aren't we?
We are super excited. We're excited on so many layers.
Yeah, I know, and we've probably never been as busy as we've been either.
No, I don't think so. We are crazy busy, lots of things to handle, but it's fun busy. When you have fun things coming, it's good to be busy.
So what are you most excited about, Malin?
Well, we have a special announcement we want to make. Those of you who caught it in the text, it's a stellar announcement, meaning we have the Great American Eclipse coming up on Monday, and many of you will actually be able to see a total eclipse, and from what I've read and heard, that's a pretty amazing thing to be right underneath a total eclipse. The sky really does go from day to night. Today, temperatures drop. It's not for a very long period of time, and it's going to take a big swath across America for people that want to experience that. We're seeing on the news that it's crazy with people trying to drive to a place where they can see the total eclipse. Here in Salt Lake, we'll see a 93% eclipse. But because that's happening right in the middle of the day, we are not going to hold our Monday call. And in celebration of the eclipse, we have a special that we emailed out at midnight. For those of you who have checked your emails, you'll see it on social media, and you'll also get a text sometime today on that. But we're holding a special to celebrate the eclipse, and that is to buy a Lunagen and get Electrify for free. Lunagen, Luna, get it? Okay, all right. So that special will go today, tomorrow, and Monday through midnight. If you put a Lunagen in your shopping cart, you'll get an Electrify for free. So spread the word, guys. We're doing it for 3 days to give time to get everybody to have a chance to do that. And these are two great products that go together. Lunagen, of course, helps you not snack at night. It helps your body relax so you can get a good night's rest. And then, of course, anytime you're going to go work out, take Electrify right before that workout. And if you haven't been snacking at night, you've got a good night's rest, and you get that Electrify in your body, you're going to be amazed at how healthy you're going to feel and how much better you're going to feel. And you might even drop a few pounds. So take advantage of that special. Your customers got the email, so just have them go point to it. It's already gone out. And it's only while supplies last, so through midnight on the 21st.
And I was noticing, Malin, that it seems crazy from what I've been hearing on the news, the traffic of people wanting to go see that event is unprecedented. And, and I look at that and I think, wow, this is so terrible for us. Because living in the penthouse, we just go up on the roof, put our glasses on, and we get to bypass all that traffic. So I guess we're cheating a little bit.
We are. It's only a 93% eclipse where we are, but it'll still be really amazing, just amazing. And these don't happen very often. So we're excited about that, and we know a lot of people are going to want to take advantage of that potentially once-in-a-lifetime situation. So we won't hold a call on Monday. And just before we turn it over to Alan, because I noticed this isn't in the voice, and Alan, you may already be prepared to cover this, but we do have our fly-in registration form up, and I just went to it and noticed there's a couple of small errors that we can fix. We'll get those fixed. I've texted Akeisha. But the fly-in is the 14th through the 16th. The 14th is a Thursday, and we will be holding Camp Presidential at our regular time, 2 to 5, so that that'll give you time if you want to fly in that day. And then on Friday, we will hold our general session from 1 to 5, and on Saturday we'll hold our general session from 9 until 12:30. So those of you who want to fly out on Saturday, you can plan accordingly. But we're really excited about that. It is free. There is no cost to come to the fly-in, but we do need to hold a registration. We need to know who's coming because we have some fun things we're going to plan, and if you haven't registered, we won't be able to have anything of those fun things planned for you. So make sure you get registered and do it as soon as possible. We'll have those other, there's not a place for you to check that you're coming to Camp Presidential. So, you know, if you'll just wait maybe till Monday to get registered, but it is up. If you don't, if you register now, that's okay. We'll call you and see if you're coming to Camp Presidential. How's that? All right. And Alan, I think you've got two emails that you're going to be making announcements from, both from The Voice and the special announcement we made yesterday on the X5 and X10 Club. So with that, Steve, anything else before I turn it over to Alan?
No, I think that's great. And Alan, we appreciate you being back on the
Saturday
call.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I appreciate that. For 3 weeks in a row, I had various family obligations that were quite important I needed to attend to. And it was strange on Saturday mornings. I was busy doing what I was doing, but it was strange not to be on this call and not to be with this group. And it was great to be on the Monday calls, but it was different on Saturday, not being in my normal place. So I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you, brother. Well, what have we got?
All right. Well, you know, Malin mentioned we're having so much fun on many levels in the office, and one of the funnest things I think I've done in a long time was being the discussion on what to do for this stellar promo, you know? When you've got a product called Lunagen, and it's a lunar, is this a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse? I get all that mixed up, but anyway, when you've got a product name that references the moon, you got to have a great promo. And, of course, electrify, electricity, energy, the sun. That was a lot of fun coming up with that. And we've got some really amazing products. Those are two of my go-to products with my fitness journey, and I just love both of them. So I hope everyone takes good advantage of that promo that Steve and Malin have given us. Thanks, guys. But, yes, I'm real excited to recognize our X10 and X5 Club qualifiers. This is so much fun seeing our leaders, our business builders strive to achieve these recognition levels and see great things going on in their business. Cindy, congratulations to you. July qualification of X10 again. Way to go. That is super. Congratulations. You know, and is this a second or third? I can't. Anyway, I'm just curious to see who's going to make that jump up to join you in the X10 Club. I think you're kind of lonely there. Maybe you aren't, maybe you are. But it's going to be fun to see who comes up and gives you some company in that club, because we have also got some great X5 qualifiers. Our X5 qualifiers for July, we had Liz Perkins, Enric Durkas, Lynn Moore, Terry Kempfert, Brooke Peterson, and Kent Larson. Wow, big shout-out to all of our X5 Club qualifiers. That is fantastic. You know, it was Friday yesterday, of course, and so the office was open. We had will call. And our three X5 Club members that live in Utah were all at the office. Liz was there, Enric was there, Lynn was there. They were bringing prospects in. They were on the phones. They were working with customers. They were making it happen, growing their businesses. I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, we love having our local leaders and even out-of-town leaders, when they're able to be here, into the office, and there's just a good energy there. Helps grow your business when you are there participating in what's going on. And that's also a kind of a plug for the fly-in, too. You know, being here, it's a free event. Just get here and participate. Bring your group with you. It's going to be exciting. And just being a corporate and participating in these events helps you get your mindset where it needs to be, and then as more people that you can bring with you, gets your whole team, that many of your team members there. And, you know, I remember, I may have mentioned this before, but early in this business, in my experience, I learned from leaders, they said, you know, the leaders of tomorrow are those that attend the events today. And that is so true. And so get here, get your people here, and it's going to be a great fly-in. All right, so congratulations to our X10, X5 Club qualifiers. We want more of you in there, so an encouragement to grow your organization to those levels. And we also are excited to recognize our July rank advancements. At L1, we have Timothy Israelson, Josephine Schenkel, Michelle Siavong, and Rose Quanta. Congratulations, L1 qualifiers and L3. Sherry Luz Van Oostel, hopefully I said those right. Congratulations, Sherry. L3, that is fantastic. Way to go. You know, and be sure you're registered for The Voice. You know, when you enroll, you're registered for The Voice. You'll get all these recognition announcements and updates. You'll also get the Weekly Voice that comes out on Thursday late afternoon or early evening Utah time. And be sure you take a look at that and that your team is too. In The Voice this last week, we had a great reminder about our limitless duplication model and the flyer that's associated with that. You know, if you're recruiting somebody, want to kind of show them the highlights about what's the business model, how to work, what to do when you get up in the morning, what to be focused on, that flyer is the place to start. It just spells it all out, talks about our Find Your Limitless packs, talks about duplication, what you need to do each month or each business cycle if you want to accelerate your growth, and maybe you make your business cycle every 2 weeks or once a week instead of once a month. It just grows your group and walks you through that process. And it's really exciting. We announced in The Voice, of course, that Steve is going to be our guest speaker on the call today, so we're looking forward to that. And as Malin mentioned, we also have the registration open for the fly-in, so be sure you're sending your people there. Looking at the calendar again, coming up on Tuesday, we have our You Even Better broadcast, and this week is going to be featuring Sebastian. It's great to have Sebastian on there. He's got a great story. He's got great passion, great energy, great one to put your prospects in front of. And so plug into that broadcast on Tuesday, www.limitlessbroadcast.com for You Even Better. You know, and also in our voice, I think this was a repeat. We had a little blurb in there from our X10 club member Cindy about how to become an X10. She's done it, and she shares some thoughts on how to do it. So check that out, and be sure and share that with your distributor, especially your new ones, and anyone that's saying, "Look, I'm going to make a new push." You know, and right now, I'm sure Steve's going to talk about this, but right now, the fall coming up is just the best time to be growing your business. People are kind of getting back into the routine. They're in town more. They're focused on building and getting into, you know, they're done with summer and they're back into what are my goals, what I want to accomplish in my life. And it's just a great time to be introducing people to the products, to the business, and to getting them going. And they have some energy and time they want to focus on things like that. And just looking at the upcoming calendar, a reminder that a week from yesterday, this coming Friday, again, we'll have our Wheel Call 10 to 2. Love seeing all of you that can make it into there. As I mentioned, great energy, great work gets done on Fridays between 10 and 2 by distributors who are there at the office. Sales happen, new customers are enrolled, new distributors are enrolled. It's an exciting time. All right. Malin, have I left anything out?
I don't think so. I think it's you've covered a great. It's just a great time. It's so funny. Here we are in the middle of August, if you can believe it. That's just absolutely crazy. But we're also coming into some of the best building times of the year, guys. And you know, back to school is getting into place, and you know, this is a time when people start to really double down, focus on their business. And as we are working on things that we're going to be announcing at the fly-in and some things, it became very clear again for Steve and I that one of the things we really want to talk about is one of the basic building blocks of network marketing and your limitless business. And so I'm excited because I know Steve has a great message to share with you guys today. So with that, Steve, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Malin. Thank you, Alan, for that. And I promise this won't be long because we're going to do, I mean, it's hard to believe to say that, you know, a month from today, the fly-in will be over. So, I mean, that's how fast it's come up on us, guys. And to Alan's point that, hey, fall months are great months for building because we all know September's a great month in MLM. And October's a great month in MLM, and November's a great month in MLM. And when we get into the Christmas holiday period, it slows down a little bit generally. But, hey, we know for the next 3 months, it is going to be all hands on deck. And so to come to a fly-in – on the 14th, 15th, and 16th during this time period is going to be great, and we are going to be covering a lot of things. I just wanted to touch on the duplication model for a second, and I had a couple of thoughts this morning as I was sitting there thinking, you know, one of the things that's interesting, I was kidding Bruce, he's on the phone today. I love the fact he's going to try to come into the fly-in, coming in. I know there's a BYU football game that weekend, but I'd like to think he's coming into the fly-in for that reason. And so he's going to come into the fly-in, but we've had some calls, and we've talked a little bit about our duplication model and different things that are going on. So I just wanted to touch on that for a second. And also, I wanted to start off by saying, hey, today Philo T. Farnsworth was born. And when I say Philo T. Farnsworth, most people just go, who the heck is Philo T. Farnsworth? And I want you to know that Philo T. Farnsworth was born 117 years ago today in Beaver, Utah. And for those of you that have driven from California to Salt Lake or Las Vegas to Salt Lake, you have to drive through Beaver, Utah. And so now you got a little bit of trivia I'm going to give you as to what makes Beaver so famous. Philo T. Farnsworth was born there. But who is Philo T. Farnsworth? He was kind of lost in history. But I want to tell you, he's so important that every state in the United States gets to put in the Capitol Rotunda a couple of statues of the most famous people they feel from their state. And so when people go visit Washington, D.C., they can go through there and they can see important people that had a huge contribution to the state. In the state of Utah, of course, Brigham Young is one of those people. But out of everybody else that could be in the state of Utah, it's interesting that the other statue is Philo T. Farnsworth because he invented television. And you say, well, how come you don't remember Philo T. Farnsworth? It's because in the fight to get his patents registered, some of his patents were actually stolen by RCA. And so when, you know, people were growing up with television, they remember RCA Victor, and they remember Marconi, and they remember all these famous people. But they didn't give him the recognition he needed. And he finally had those patents awarded to him, and the things that were stolen were given back. But I just found it interesting. I put it on my Twitter account, how fascinating a life this guy's had with over 300 patents. But he was forgotten. And sometimes we forget things that we shouldn't forget because they're actually very, very simple. And in a duplication model, you know, I love what one of Sandy's trainings that I've always loved. She talks about digestible doses, that, you know, things should be easy to remember and things should be simple. And so with that in mind, I wanted just to talk a little bit about a couple of things. Or many of us have heard the term keep it simple, stupid, right? The KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. Do you know how that came about? I just want to tell you the story behind where that comes from. Everyone's heard keep it simple, stupid. You know, they've heard that forever. But very few people know where it came from. It actually was invented, the phrase was invented by an aircraft engineer named Kelly Johnson. And he was tasked with trying to have a repairable jet aircraft carrier and that an average mechanic could fix while they were under combat conditions with only a certain set of tools. I don't know if any of you ever remember watching Apollo 13. It was a great movie with Tom Hanks and Kevin I can't remember his last name. But they were coming back from space, and they were going to die in space, but they had to fix something to fix the air in their spacecraft because they were running out of oxygen, and they could only use the tools that they had in the space capsule as they were coming back. And so they put it together, and they got them back safe. And this guy was tasked, Kelly Johnson was tasked with a very same thing. How do I get your average everyday mechanic to be able to repair a jet aircraft under combat with only certain tools. And so when he designed a program, he called it Keep It Simple, Stupid. And a lot of people think that the stupid part is because, you know, you're just not smart enough to think. But actually, stupid refers to the relationship between the way things break on a aircraft carrier and the ability to repair them quickly. And so it didn't actually refer to a person, but we've always assumed that. And so he said, instead of keep it simple, stupid, you can also say keep it short and simple. But the truth of the matter is, in our network marketing business, we tend to make things so dang complicated, so totally complicated, and we need to keep it as simple as possible for easy to to keep it easy to remember. As I listen to as Cindy becomes an X10, and everyone out there is going, man, how does she become an X10? And what's the secret to her success of building a team in which she has 10 legs of executives going across in her business? And then as you look at the up-and-coming X5s and you see how successful they were and, you know, in creating that, it really is a function of being able to duplicate successfully. So the question always comes up, should I be sponsoring wide or should I be building depth? And we've heard that all the time in network marketing. Should I go wide or should I go deep? What should I do? And we always kid and we always say the answer is yes. You need to do a bit of both. And also the other question comes up, should I be sponsoring distributors or should I be sponsoring customers? What should I be focused on? When I was doing a three-way with Bruce not too long ago, that was a very simple question that he asked. Should I be focused on distributors or should I be focused on customers? And let me start there because that's the same thing, yes. You know, should I go wide or should I go deep? Yes. Should I be sponsoring distributors or customers? The answer is yes. But let me start off by just simply saying when you start your business, you'll know in the limitless business, we always talk about how we have four times as many customers as we have distributors. Why is that? We have more customers than distributors because the products are priced right. People love the products. And the bottom line, truth of the matter, at the end of the day, it is so much easier to tell somebody a product story than it is to try to say, hey, I have a business opportunity. Now, the advantage of when you sponsor a distributor is not only do you have somebody who's using the products, but now you have a distributor who is out finding other distributors and customers, whereas when you sponsor a customer, you just have somebody who's getting on the product. However, that being said, I told Bruce, I said, Bruce, you know what? You really need to focus on you're always looking, your radar's always up to find somebody who wants to change their life and wants to build a business. But in the meantime, while you're scoping out there and trying to find those key distributors that you want to add to your business, you actually will find that it's much easier to go share the product and find people who want to do the same. So I always say, look, it's easier to get customers. It builds confidence in your business. It builds confidence as you look at building your business. And as you're sponsoring those customers, you'll be surprised at how many of them will have love the products and turn into almost accidental distributors. Because they're so excited about it. And I know Ken Burgess always talks to me about, hey, you don't want to ruin a great customer by turning them into a distributor. He says that all the time, and there's some truth to that. So, you know, the first thing you should have on your map of things that you want to accomplish is simply become an executive. And again, what is an executive? An executive is somebody that's doing about $350 of volume every single month in their business. And one of the things that is designed to help everyone get there is our four limitless packages, okay? And as you guys all know, we have our Shape Your Body, Reveal Your Beauty, Rock Your Workout, and Fuel Your Health concept. And, you know, so when you break that down, that's really when you say Shape Your Body, we're really talking about weight loss, right? And Reveal Your Beauty, we're talking about skincare. Rock Your Workout speaks for itself. You're working out, and Fuel Your Health. And everybody seems to have a favorite in one of those packages. But, you know, over the last few years, we have tried all kinds of different programs to try to figure out what is the right price point. We've had packages. We've had different kits. Those of you who have been with us over the years know we have had everything. We have tried, $1,000 kits and even higher price kits all the way down. But you know what? We found the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is that all these kits basically are under $200. And what's the magic of having a kit that's under $200? Well, number one, the price point is that most people realize that they can make an investment in their body and into their health without it breaking the bank. And so we have found that sweet spot. So when you want to become an executive, I always tell people this. I say, look, you want to use these kits every single month. And, of course, when you look at all these kits have Thrive in them. And we're all excited about Thrive because we know about all the patents and we know about all the research that's been done. We all know how important it is to nurture our pituitary gland so it can release growth hormone and the other things that have such a tremendous impact on our body. And then you just look down and you say, okay, what are the other things? So you'll find people that are interested in weight loss. You'll find people that are interested in skincare. You'll know these people that love working out at the gym. And I mean, you know, that's one of my favorites every single month is to have my Thrive Force and Electrify. I mean, that just anybody that works out every day or tries to, you know, do some kind of routine, they use all these products every day. So it's pretty easy for me because I take these products every single day to be able to share with somebody when an opening pops up from a customer perspective of, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I have got, without a doubt, the greatest product you will ever find that will help you with that, whether it's their weight loss or whether it's their workout. Or in Cindy's case, for example, Cindy is prejudiced towards the Fuel Your Health. She loves the Thrive and the Stride and the Force. And she just, you know, knows that that's something she truly believes in. And if you're ever around Cindy, you know that's the case. So here's the deal, okay? I say, look, you want to become an executive. That's the very first thing you got to do, become an executive. And how do you do that? You go and you buy a pack for yourself. Find one of your favorite packs and you buy it for yourself and then buy another pack that you feel that you can go and share with some customer who will buy it from you. Okay, I mean, one pack a month. Now, you know, if you are so excited about our products, it ought to be easy to use a pack and share a pack. And that is the simple concept of how to go build your business. And if you do that, if you're buying two packs a month, you're really qualifying yourself to become an executive because you'll meet that $350 requirement, as a result of doing that. You may have to buy a variety pack of skinny sticks or something, but use those as samples. But you, just by buying those packs, will find that you fall into that qualification. So now you're an executive. Now what do? Well, the thing is, just go out and duplicate the same. Teach people. I mean, you guys heard, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Wendy on the phone talking about how she went out in the last couple of months, and now she has 22 customers on her program buying product every single month. And she couldn't be more excited about it because it brings her a few hundred dollars a month in income, which is helpful to her. And whether you need it, whether you're looking at making $300 to $500 a month, or whether you're looking to make $3,000 to $5,000 a month, or you're looking to make the big money, either way, you have to start here. So you become an exec, and then your goal, after you become an exec, and if you just commit to do that every single month, because you're going to use that, And even your spouse may use or your partner or your spouse may use one. This is so easy to move a couple of packs a month, guys, but you want to make sure you always have a pack on hand that you can go and talk to from a customer standpoint. So your next goal is to find three people who do the same so you become an X3. And it's that simple. It's a duplication product. And it's so overwhelming. It's easy. I mean, when you can go and get 22 customers in a couple of months, or when you can go and build over 100 customers for a year, that's recurring business. That's the lifeblood of Limitless, what's going on. And then if you find one or two people who become distributors as you're talking to them, and remember, customers are a great fallback too. You know, if you want to talk about the business opportunity, you can talk about the business, about how incredible the business is, because it's so easy to find customers. There's lots of ways you can do that. And then you can move on from an X3 to an X5, an X10. I'm sure we're going to have an X20, and it's just going to keep going. I remember when I was looking at Brig Hart. He's now retired, but he was formerly with MonaV, and he was ranked as the number one income earner in the world on a monthly basis, and he was making this incredible amount of money. And somebody asked Brig, what is the key to your success? And he says, you know, the key to my success, and he was in a binary program, and he said, the key to my success is I went out and found 20 frontline people on one side and 20 frontline people on the other side. He called it 20/20 vision. I needed to have 20/20 vision. And the only reason I mention that is that means he had 40 people on his front line. Okay, 40 people when you think about that. And think what would happen if you sponsored 40 different legs. I mean, that's ridiculous, but it starts with you. At the very beginning, it's hard to imagine it going to that point. But your belief level changes as you have success in the business. I have another good friend. His name's James Robinson. He's a blue diamond over at doTERRA. And I said, James, that is great. What do you attribute your success to? He says, I attribute it to the fact that I went out and sponsored 100 people on my front line. You know what the common denominator here is? Sponsoring new legs. When you sponsor new legs in the business, you have new blood. New blood changes your whole feeling about how successful the business is. So I can see already I've run out of time. Hopefully you've learned a couple of things as to who invented the KISS principle. That's probably something you didn't realize. And Philo T. Farnsworth, I always like to learn something through the course of the day. And from the duplication concept of keep it simple, stupid, it's just start with the small things first. I saw a quote the other day, and it says, practice makes comfort. And the more you practice, the more comfortable you'll be in telling the story. And the more you tell the story, the more success you have. The more success you have, the more you're going to be helping other people and also helping yourself financially in the process. So with that, Malin, I see I'm out of time, and I've run over 5 minutes, but I appreciate all you guys being on the phone. We're going to have some great, great, great training for you at Camp Presidential on Thursday, September 14th. So please register so we know you're coming. It'll be at the corporate headquarters. And with that, Malin, let's just take it off mute and kind of go from there.
Well, thank you. That was awesome. I loved it. I always love hearing the things that you pull together, because between the stories and the concepts, it's awesome. So thank you. I'm so excited. We're so excited to have all you guys come in for the fly-in. And if you can't be there, we'll get that information that's taught out to you as soon as we can. So with that, Alan, let's go ahead and take it off mute. Thanks.
All right.